The perception is that doctors make a lot of money. And sure, many, many do make a lot of money. But they also don't generally participate in a pension plan, making things less clear in terms of how they're going to organize their retirement savings. Blue Peer has just launched Canada's first pension plan for doctors. Joining us now to tell us what it is and how it works is James Pirlo, founder and CEO of Blue Peer. Hi there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you today?
Why was this an important thing for your company to do?
Well, most of Canada's workers don't have pensions. There's 12 million people in Canada in the workforce out of a total of 18.5 million that don't have any pension plan and never will. And that's because most of them are working for small businesses or, in the case of doctors, they're self-employed. So operating a pension plan is very complex. You have to take responsibility for asset management and record keeping and asset custody. And so those structures are by and large unavailable to self-employed professionals outside the context of a vehicle called an individual pension plan, which is it's quite costly to set up and complex. So what Blue Peer is a solution. We call it a pension plan as a service. Any employer can join our plan to offer a customized workplace pension plan to themselves or to their staff if they have staff.
Why would a physician be interested in this type of investment approach versus either a traditional RRSP or setting up a corporation, driving the revenue through a corporation and paying themselves in dividends? Those two other options have been around for a very, very long period of time. They're established. They are in some ways customized to people who live at these higher income levels. Why should a more traditional pension structure be an option for them? Like, why would that be interesting?
So when you participate in a large pension arrangement, we all know that in the public sector, those plans operate very efficiently. They have good investment returns. They have low fees. So it's partly to get the advantages of economy of scale, which gives you access to institutional grade services, particularly in the area of investment management. So that's one reason. Another reason is that pension plans are much more efficient structures from a tax point of view. So the effective contribution room, the tax deductible contribution room within Blue Peer is much greater, and that results in a much larger eventual retirement income for the physician than they could get from an RSP. And the third reason is that they can actually get a retirement income, a pension income, or a variable benefit payment from the plan, whereas with an RSP they have to convert it into some other kind of vehicle and manage it throughout retirement, which can actually get quite difficult when you get into later retirement and health is not so good. So those are some of the reasons why pension structure is better.
One of the things you write about is doctor customized features. What does that mean? Does the statement arrive with a stethoscope replacement? Is that the kind of customization that we're talking about? Green, and I don't know, masks?
What we're talking about is a structure that enables a doctor to determine from year to year how much they're going to put into their pension plan. I mean, we all know that our predictions about revenue, no matter what business we're in, and many doctors are in business, has changed as a result of COVID. And so you don't know from year to year what your revenues will be. A plan that requires you to put in a same contribution every year after year, no matter what your business revenues are, may not be a sustainable structure for doctors. So we've designed a plan that will allow doctors to determine that from a year-to-year basis based on what their ability to contribute is.
Scotiabank recently purchased a company called MD Management, which had been around for years and years and years, and it was a financial advisory practice focused on doctors. Anecdotally, a lot of the clients weren't super happy about it. Did that create an opening for you?
Well, we certainly hope so, but we didn't launch Blue Peer as a result of any other transactions in the marketplace, such as the launch of MD Management. Blue Peer has been in creation for many, many years. And this is a constituency that we have long believed is underserved in the pension market. That's not to take anything away from the existing providers, but we do believe that a real pension plan is needed for this particular constituency of the market. And to date, it just simply hasn't been available.
When you use the word pension, is it best to characterize your approach as a defined contribution pension?
That's a complex question to answer because, yes, it is structured initially as defined contribution, but whether or not it is ultimately a defined contribution or defined benefit is up to the doctor in the end. And that's part of the feature set that we offer is flexibility between defined contribution and defined benefit.
Who is eligible? Is it only physicians or could a doctor of philosophy be eligible? Could a nurse practitioner be eligible?
Bluepeer is intended to be a pension plan that serves the underserved. And so conceptually, it's open to any employer that pays an employment income, for example, a self-employed professional or a small business, et cetera. We have developed a specific feature set for self-employed professionals like doctors, and we've had a number of doctors join it. But it is open to, you know, there is a requirement that you receive employment income. That's a regulatory requirement. So it would not be open, for example, to a doctor or a self-employed professional that's not incorporated or paying in themselves an employment income or otherwise employed.
I think some of our listeners will hear the phrase underserved in the context of doctors and not have a whole heck of a lot of time for that notion, given how much they make. But the population that they'd feel a lot of heart for and empathy for are the personal support workers, particularly in this time. Is that something that could be on your product portfolio down the road?
It's not on our portfolio down the road. It's down on our portfolio in the near term. We are specifically working on that for personal support workers.
I think that could be something that will have real resonance. This doctors are notorious. They're brilliant. They went to medical school, but I wouldn't say that as a group, they necessarily engage in, this is my own personal experience. It's not data driven, but they don't really necessarily engage in personal finance during the most intense period of their career because they've got overnight call and weekend call. They've got spouses and kids and, you know, ball hockey and all these sorts of things. How do you convert them or convince them to consider a new option instead of just doing what they have always done, even if it's suboptimal?
I think it's really a communications challenge. You have to get the word out there. We're a pension plan. We're not an investment play or strategy. With Bluepeer, you don't have any investment choices. That's managed for you, just as it would be in a large pension plan of any other kind. That's essentially the service that we are offering is an institutional pension solution. And in terms of communicating it, one way that we do that is we believe that word of mouth is going to be important. We have doctors participating in our plan. They tend to listen and pay attention to what other doctors are doing. But, you know, it's up to us to get the word out there and to communicate the value of this offering.
Maybe some, you know, illustrations of human anatomy, throw in the phrase Krebs cycle every once in a while. That'll keep them engaged. You're welcome for the advice. James, thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
James Pirlo is the founder and CEO of Bluepeer. The company's focus is on a pension plan for doctors.